This poem, Wren House, is the last poem in the book Rest on the Flight into Egypt, and its meter is iambic septenarius, or iambic heptameter, which is the meter that Blake often employs for his so-called prophetic works. And this poem includes a statement, "Find its central moment and the day is yours," which is a kind of paraphrase of a sentence of Blake's in one of those prophetic books. Wren House. There is a wren house invisible now because, as people say, it's destroyed long ago and vanished. Wooden on a wooden pole, head high to a grown man, as if the homemade house with wrens going and coming in their roughly sawn round doors or stopping to rest on a grainy threshold is another human face to look him in the eye and talk. But it's much taller to a child. Up past my farthest reaches, the excited wrens rush all day between their house, the peach tree, and bright vines, sheltering my grandmother's rough red wall. Rough, dusky red, because it's made with paving brick, not light smooth building brick. My grandmother, invisible too, being, as people call it, dead. Both houses hers, one for the wrens rent-free to rhyme their song of fresh syllables, find its central moment and the day is yours. Now's February, as it was the time she died, and as she died I had to stay, I thought, here in this city, and be too busy to think of her, preserving my pathetic job, licking up my substance by writing a lying report to get some government money for a businessman. But I do not for this see Toronto as a pit like those where now the Roman slaves dig salt, no light or hope, and no one troubles himself about their rescue, saying they all died and ended ages ago, and can't be helped or charged now against me. Wrong, say the wrens, and wrench me back to life. Once I stood on the asphalt height of the parking lot behind the Church of the Transfiguration, reciting her favorite prayer to the moon over the banks and CN Tower, to return her to her garden, remembering what she told me from her bed after the stroke at the foot of the cellar stairs. I prayed to all the saints in heaven, and no one heard me. Me neither. What I asked for didn't happen, but what I wanted? A wren is a mighty being, but to sing my wants is maybe beyond even him. Whatever can be destroyed is going to be destroyed. Patience. Patience. Hate what needs to be hated. All is finished. All's completed.